News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Joined by Matt Carty, Sinn Féin's justice spokesperson, to give his view on the revelation that Alison Chalk has been released from prison. Alison Chalk, you will remember, was involved in an assault with her brother Bill Chalk. They pleaded guilty to assaulting two men at the Dunraven Arms Hotel in Adair back in 2023, and she was sentenced to a term of about 2 years and 2 months, with I think 14 months of that suspended. She has now walked from prison after a number of weeks as part of an early release scheme. Matt Carty, I think an awful lot of people will be, while they might be supportive of the notion of some form of early release, this seems to be pushing the bounds.
Yeah, I think a number of questions and serious questions at that have to be asked. But I also think this is, if there's a value in this incident, it's that it shines a light on the fact that we have a prison system that is bursting at the seams. As of yesterday, the 12th of August, there were 5,639 prisoners in a prison system that has a capacity for 4,800. There were 348 mattresses on the floors of prisons. And that's important for a number of reasons. One, it means that there are people who should be in prison today who are being released in order to create capacity. But secondly, it means that prisons can't do their jobs, which is to ensure that we reduce recidivism. The recidivism rates in this state are among the worst across Europe. Of those people who will be released, based on the latest figures that we have received, 42% will reoffend within a year. For younger offenders, that figure is up on 60% and up on 80% if you look over a period of 3 years. So we have a prison system that's not doing its job, which means we have more people who are repeating offences once they're released from prisons, which in turn puts pressure back on the prison system. And all of this points to a dysfunction across the criminal justice system, particularly within the prison system, where we have an overcrowding crisis that has actually worsened since Minister O'Callaghan has come to office, and we have no real action from government to address it.
And it's one of those things that is hiding in plain sight. We've discussed this at some length previously on the programme. It is not that this is a recent revelation. We have had this kind of building overcrowding problem for years.
Yes, but the difficulty is it's worsening all the time. So, and again, none of this can be looked in isolation. So the prison system doesn't have enough capacity, but it also has a number of people within it who shouldn't be there. And part of the problem stems back to at a root cause, that we don't have enough resources dealing with early interventions, with preventative programs, particularly with young people in working class communities.
Oh, but with the best will in the world, Matt Carty, even if you greatly reduce the numbers, your overcapacity is still going to be a massive problem. And particularly if you look at in women's prisons, if you look at the DOCUS is running at, I think, north of double its design capacity. You already cited the numbers there in Limerick. I think you, what did you say, 348 mattresses on the floor.
That's across the prison system, yes, yesterday. But the women's prison in Limerick yesterday had 89 prisoners in a prison with a capacity for 56. So that's about 160% of bed capacity. But we can't get rid of or avoid the broader issues here, because again, there are people in every prison in the state who are would be more effectively dealt with through if we had proper mental health or addiction programs.
Accepted, but hand in hand with that, you must admit that there are people who are being released from prison where an awful lot of people would say that the logic is difficult to understand. I mean, if you look at the case of Alison Chalk, this is an assault where she bit an individual on the face, and a judge felt that merited more than 2 years. She's now out after 2 months.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm not equivocating on this at all. There are people who are out of prison today who should be in it. And the reason they're out of it is because of the prison overcrowding crowded system. And that's not acceptable in my view. We have lots of people who are released on bail and who are repeatedly reoffending and repeatedly receiving bail. And the reason they're not being remanded in custody is largely because of the prison overcrowding system. And as I say, the reason I'm so focused on all of the broad range of issues, because part of the problem as well is the delays within the court services, which are obviously getting worse now because of the criminal legal aid dispute. And that means that you have these bottlenecks that emerge both within the court system and within the prison system. And ultimately, as I say, the problem for your listeners, the problem for society is that there are people who are in prison who shouldn't be there, who should be more effectively dealt with through addiction or mental health services. But you also have people who should be in prison today who are at large because of the failures of government to address these issues.
Matt, thank you for your time. Matt Carty, Sinn Féin Justice Spokesperson. If you have a view, you can text us 53106. That'll cost you 30 cents. Or, of course, you can use WhatsApp 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.